to wish you a Shana Tova, Tikosei V'Sichosei, La'alter L'chaim Tovim L'Sholem. Really bad, some Rabbi Schweitzer should be speaking tonight. Tonight is Tu B'Shvat. And really, Ki Yadua, Tu B'Shvat is not something that's very goli V'Yadua. But maybe Efshe Mekem Probir and Efshe to try to figure out what exactly Tu B'Shvat is about. Mirtz Hashem. No, it's not very interesting. This year, Erev D'Erev D'Rosh Chodesh Adar will be the Super Bowl. That means that the Super Bowl is falling out very, very late in the calendar. Rav Tzvi Maia is going to be standing here, maybe Mirtz Hashem, and he's going to be telling us that what? Wow, the Leitzonis, the Kedusha, Leitzonis, the Avodah Zarah, and how we're going to make fun. It's Mamash, it's Man of Simcha, Erev, Derev, D'Rosh Chodesh, Adar. L'chara, therefore, Purim's coming, and today's Tu B'Shvat. So Kiyadua, Tu B'Shvat is 40 days before Chaf Hei Adar. What happened Chaf Hei Adar? 40 days before Chaf Hei Adar. Chaf Hei Adar is the day that David should bashaf the Velt. Like the man Domer that the Ebeshe B'Shaf Develt in Nisan, Chof Hei Adar was Aleph to the Velt. The Velt was B'Shaf, the Velt was created on Chof Hei Adar. Im Kain, 40 days before is the call of the world, Arbim Yom Kodim Yetziras Avlad. And therefore, Tu B'Shvat is a most awesome thing. The question is, what is so awesome? What does it mean? Olam Aisa, being as what? Being as, this is going to be Mamish Leitzanis at the Super Bowl, is Mamish together with what's it called? With Chodesh Adar coming, Mamish Kimat Sezamin. So therefore, Chazal said, oh, it's way too early this year. We have to what? We have Medaf Arayin legging up, so another Chodesh. And Emirat Hashem, there's going to be two Chodashim of Adar this year. And then, Emirat Hashem, there'll be the Gula. Aber, the question is, we're holding right now Tu B'Shvat. On a regular year of Tu B'Shvat, where it's Mamish like first and 10 or first and goal. Tu B'Shvat is what? A half, another month till what's it called? Till Purim. Dalem is already excited, and we're almost there, first and goal. Oh, but this year, Tu B'Shvat is what? Is now, it's not first and goal, you're barely in field goal range, we're very far out. If we're very far out, the Shaila goes the following. What is Tu B'Shvat? Zok Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Tu B'Shvat is it that the sap is inside the tree and all the potential is there, ready to go. And the Shaila is what does that mean for us? The sap is inside the tree. Everything is ready to go. And the tree is ready to blossom. The tree is ready to give out its fruit. And that's Tu B'Shvat. Oh, but we have a big problem over here. Last week it snowed in Eretz Yisrael. And the Olam is davening. I saw very stark that it should snow again. How do I know? Because I know. And Lamaisa, the Olam wants it to snow. In America, it's snowing. What? Sap is in the tree? On a regular year, when it's first and gold, you can tell me that the sap is in the tree. Why? Zot the Gemara, Roiv Geshamim have already come. Most of the winter has already passed. The tree is angezapt with what? With sap, and it's ready to what? To produce fruits. Oh, but this year, we are far away. We're at a field goal range. How can you tell me that what? So early in the winter, there is going to be, Emirat Hashem, so much Geshamim and so much snow. That what? That we're going to have such a wonderful winter still left. How can you tell me that the sap is in the tree? I think more like sack. We just sack Tu B'Shvat. How can you tell me that what? That we're ready for Tu B'Shvat. Oh, but it's Akasha, the Gemara frekt us. The Gemara frekt us, Shaila and Daf Tes Vov. Amid Aleph and Masechus HaShoshana. The Gemara wants to know, what Chodesh is going to be Tu B'Shvat? Is it the Shvat that is Be'etzim what? The Shame Shvat? Or is it the Shvat of what? Of Chodesh Adar, meaning Adar Aleph, the Chodesh that's closest to Adar Beis. That's going to be Chodesh Shvat. Answers the Gemara. The Gemara says, the one that we go based on Roiv Shonim. Zot Rashi, the one that we go based on Roiv Shonim, Zot Rashi, Shame Shvat. It's a din, a shame. A shame shvat. Shame shvat ahin, shame shvat aher. Gay friggin' what? Al Roker and all the other what? Meteorologists that you all don't know, but some of us do know. And the meteorologists will tell you that what? Snow will come. And if snow will come, the trees are not angezapt. If the trees are not angezapt, it's not Tu B'Shvat. And therefore what? Sack them. Now we're really at a field goal range. We're in a lot of trouble. What's pshat? How could Tu B'Shvat be now? That's the Eshtakasha. Let me get into the Mishnah in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the Arba Rosh Hashanah Mehem. There's Echad B'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim, V'L'Rugolim, Echad B'Elul, Rosh Hashanah L'Maisa B'Hema, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon Oibrim, Be'echad B'Tishrei, Echad B'Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah L'Shonim, L'Shmitim, L'Yoyvelis, L'Tiyah, L'Yirokis, Be'echad B'Shvan, Rosh Hashanah L'Yilon. Now, I don't know about you, but till about this year, the only thing I knew about what? About Tu B'Shvat was a song. Tu B'Shvat Igi, Chag L'Yilonot. I'm sorry, Avi. If any windows are broken, Rabbi Santa can send me the bill. That's the only thing I knew. And the song goes, Chag La'ilanot. I'm reading a Mishnah. The Mishnah state Nish Ilanot, state Ilan. state one Elon. Why one Elon? Medav Vissen. The reason why it says one Elon is because this is the time we all, each and every person, can daven for his Esrig. Shein Apshan. Ah, the Heilige Rebbe, the Bnei Yisrael says that we can daven for our Esrig. Each and every person can be answered. Each person has the Elon that his Esrig is going to go on. It's not going to go on two trees. So you don't say, what, Chagal Elonot, if you're only going to have one Esrig. Unless you're a brisker, no, maybe there's a gear to change. Ich weiß nicht. But Lemaisa state what? One Elon. I just want to be madgish es nekuda lechayra. If we're talking about one esrog based on the Bnei Yisrael, maybe we can say that the Tu B'Shvat is a little bit of an individual. It's a day that's very much nogea to each individual on his own. We're going to come back to it. Continues the Mishnah that it's Rosh Hashanah le'ilon kedivrei beishamai beis hillel omrim bechamisha asar boi. Kedivrei beishamai. There's an extra letter in the Mishnah that says kedivrei beishamai. Zot vayte Bnei Yisrael. You know, the rest of the Mishnah is talking about Rosh Hashanah, which starts on the first day of the month. So according to Beis Shammai, that Tu B'Shvat is what? It's not Tu B'Shvat, but rather it's Aleph B'Shvat. So therefore, Kedivrei Beis Shammai, it works out that it's another Rosh Hashanah. But according to Beis Hillel, that it falls out on the 15th, no dice. So therefore, according to Beis Shammai, it's Kedivrei Beis Shammai, that it's Taka Rosh Hashanah, but Beis Hillel, you know, it's Tesvav. That's the Pshat of Bnei Yisrael. We have a little bit of a problem, though. The Ki, even though Bnei Yisrael gives a good pshat, we have to be ma'ayin in this pshat. What's Kedivrei Beis Shammai? What's the machlokes? Pederech Chol, when the Torah speaks about any date, the date is of very, very importance and it has a lot of kedusha in that date. Many dates are not written in the Torah. One date that is written in the Torah is the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. In the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu said over what we call Mishnah Torah. Mishnah Torah Zot Moshe Rabbeinu Hoyil Moshe Diber Moshe Be'er Es HaTorah Azois. Hoyil Moshe means Tchila. And it was B'Chodesh Ashtei Osor Be'echod L'Chodesh. It was the first day of Chodesh Shvat. The first day of Chodesh Shvat, state in the Torah. Zot Imrei Emes. If the Torah is talking about what? This day, it must be that there's a lot of Kedusha. If it's there's a lot of Kedusha, L'Chodesh Beis Shammai is right. What's with Beis Hillel? Zot Imrei Emes. L'Chodesh, what we have over here between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is that Beis Shammai was very Harif. Beis Shammai was big, big Baal Medaikim. They were mamash sharp, sharp. They were able to what? To feel the Tu B'Shvat in the very beginning of the month. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, didn't hear it so quickly. Beis Hillel only chapped it once it became Tu B'Shvat. What does that mean? Mirtz Hashem will try to figure this out. Tu B'Shvat. The trees are ledig, empty, nothing. You don't see nothing. Yet it's called Tu B'Shvat. So they once said over a marshal, they said this guy had this chamor, and the chamor was bringing the water from one place to the next to irrigate the fields. And the chamor brought it once, went back, filled up again, brought it twice, brought it three times. The chamor said, okay, hadkan, enough, I'm doing nothing. I'm walking there, filling up water, bringing it back. I don't know what I'm doing. And the chamor stopped working. He was annoyed. The owner said to the chamor, chamor, you're a chamor. What are you doing? It's time to work. The chamor fashteinish, so the chamor acts like a chamor, he stops to work. What do? We know that what? That every time you bring the pail over and you continue to what? To spritz water, it creates what? It creates that things are going to grow. That's the way we make things grow. Every single tree, and there are trees that are actually 5,000 years old, they're in California. For those of you who want to start wildfires, I will not tell you where they are. I don't know where they are because they won't tell anybody. But there are trees that are 5,000 years old, which they have peeled off some of the bark. And they have seen that on every tree there are rungs inside the tree which show you what's going on in throughout each year and throughout history, what's going on throughout different tkufas. They even say, Ad kedei kach, that they made cheshbonis of which years were nogeya to the mabul, and they saw like this absolutely filth, disgusting breaking inside of the bark, and they said, oh, you see, those are the years of that was the tkufa of the mabul. So Bekitzer, every single thing that's happening in the world has in it ashpa on you. Every single person, every single thing that's happening has a shpa on the trees. Odom eitz asodeh. A person says, shtein posik, Odom eitz asodeh. That means a person is like a tree of the field. Just like everything that happens in the veldt has a shpa on the tree, everything that happens in the veldt has a shpa on you. And I want to start tonight with this nekuda. What is it that's going on in the veldt that has a shpa on you? I'm telling you that the tree has a shpa from noyach, from the zman of the mabul. We have right now something called winter. Winter is still early in the season. Yet we're saying that the sap's coming in, what? Early in the season. It shouldn't work out. Based on the sun, it shouldn't work out. So let's go to the Gemara. The Gemara said that what? That according to what? According to base, According to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we're going to start Tu Bishvat now, either on Aleph or on Tu Bishvat. Why? Because Shem Shvat. Zok Tesis. Tesis actually asked the Kasha straight up, "Why? It's winter and the winter hasn't yet come yet. Look at the sun." So what does Tesis say? Tesis says, "Well, we count by the moon. We are moonwalkers. We count by the moon. And since we are what? Since we go by the moon, therefore things are hukva by the moon. Shem Shvat. What does it mean, Shem Shvat? What does it mean that we're hukva by the moon? What's going on here? What does it mean that the trees understand Teva Mabul? What does that mean that they understand these things? And what is Chodesh Shvat in its mahos? So I want to take us back a couple of parashas ago. I want to mention my Rebbe, Reb Abi Moshe Zellinger, taught me a kasha. The kasha goes like this: Shein Pashas Boy in Perek Yud Duchtach. Pasha starts like this. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Boy al Perek Ani Ichbadeti Esli Boy Vesli Vavodov. State, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, go to Paro because I was machbid his slave. Frekta Moshe Tzerebe, Frekta Abi Moshe, what are you talking about? You don't go to him if you harden his heart. Adraba, don't bother. The oisiyas that are nogeya to this pasuk, if you look in the Lashon HaPasuk, it says, Es Liboy ve Slave. The Rosh Tevas of Es Liboy ve Slave are oisiyas Elul. Elul in the middle of Parshas Boy, Elul in the middle of Shvat, Elul Shaychas Boots. What does Elul have to do with what? With Chodesh Shvat, with Paroi. So he gives a beautiful teretz, Ayin Shom. Maybe Avi will teach it to you if you ask him, beg him nicely enough. Maybe he'll learn with you like he learns with me. And Bekitzer, you'll see the Majid Zipshat. But I want to go weiter. We have a very interesting Parsha over here. Parshas Boy continues, and what does it say? It says in Makas Choshech. Let's go to Makas Choshech a little bit. Shteit in Makas Choshech. Perek Yud Pasuk Chof Gimel. Also interesting to Maisa. State Lo Ro'u Ish Es Ochiv V'lo Yikomu Ish Mitach Lev Shoshes Yomim. Nebuch, the Mitzvim couldn't move. State Nachdem U'lechol B'nei Yisrael Hayor B'moy Shvoysam. Nachamol Frak Davi Maisha. The Pasuk says that what? That it was dark by the Mitzvim. Yeah? Every person that knows how to read Chumash, or any person that knows how to read English, or even if you speak what? Even where do you go, the enchilada? Even if you speak what? Spanish, then what? Then you should know that if it says that what? It was very dark by the Mitzrim, L'chairetz, L'chpasha, that what? That by the Mitzrim, that by the Yidin, there was light. But the Pasuk has to tell you that what? L'chol b'nei Yisrael hayor, b'moy shvoysam, Klai Yisrael had a lot of light. Thank you. Thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam, for that point of news. We all knew that they had light. What's the Eibishter trying to tell us? Also, what's the lashon of b'moy shvoysam? Say b'beisam. Say b'what? Say b'batim midrasham. What's b'moy shvoysam? This time we will use a little bit of the teretz of the Majid Zerebbe. The Majid Zerebbe says that the lashon of b'moy shvoysam is actually oisius of tshuva. So right now we're holding with a little bit of elul. We're holding a little bit of tshuva. We're holding with Rosh Hashanah le'ilanos. I'm very confused. We're holding in the middle of Shvat. What's going on? What is Rosh Hashanah Lilanais? It's a Rosh Hashanah, but what does it mean to us? There were Eser Makis. If you look at them in the what? In the succession, Dam, Tzvardeya, obviously the ones at the end are much greater. There are also Eser Mamoris. There are also Eser Dibris. I have another Rebbe in Yeshiva. His name is Benji Khan. And he told me that each of the Eser Mamoris, the Eser Dibris, and the Eser Makos, all have Shaychas one to another, because 10, 10, 10. Obviously, there must be something in Ogeya. So he told me like this. We learned together a shtickel. Says like this. Says Makas Choshech was number 9. Makas Choshech was a very interesting Makos. Moshe Rabbeinu was arayin by Paro. And already by Borod it says, and Rashi spells out, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not allowed to come. Excuse me, let's start again. Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed to dive into the Ribbono Shel Olam in the middle of what? All the Avodas Gilulim with all the idols and everything that's going on. How do you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all this garbage around? So therefore we had to leave the city and talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Makas Choshech is ending and Makas Bechiris is about to be warned on to Paro, all of a sudden HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows up in the palace of the king. And he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, Paro's saying he's not going to see you anymore, you're not going to see him. We better what? Tell him about this. Moshe Rabbeinu looks at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, you're here? Till now, what? I was speaking your word from my mouth through Aaron's mouth, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows up. Isn't it antithetical for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show up by Makas Choshech? Also, When Moshe Rabbeinu gives it over to power, he says, ooh, the firstborns are going to die. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And there's going to be so much noise. So much noise? I mean, l'chara, there'll be noise. When people will see, they'll be crying, there'll be noise. But what, the makkah is going to have in it intrinsically noise? What's this noise about? So again, the makkah was what? Makkah's choshech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows up after makkah's choshech. How does he show up? So we learned like this. The Maharal says that, well, we have to shell them too to the Aseres HaDibros and the Aseres HaMamoros. Let's start shelling them too. We have the ninth makkah was what? Was makkah's choshech. In the succession that they are, that each one gets stronger, we have to shell them avek to the what? To the Aseres HaMamoros, but in the opposite way. Why? Because in terms of the Mamores, you have to go in terms of what? The first one is the greatest, and then afterwards it goes like that. Mashenke by the makkahs, you have to go the other way because it goes up higher in Daigas. So let's just try to shell them too, and here we go. Number nine. Makas Cheshech. Paro was saying that what? Mi Hashem, Asher Eshma B'Koylei. That was Paro's whole mahus. The whole thing of the Aseres Makas was to come and what? And to get rid of that. What is the second of the Aseres Adiris? Lo Yilech Olekim Achirim. Comes the Makas Cheshech, and what does it do? Let's bring in the what? The second Dibur. That what? The second Maimer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bashaf developed, which is Vayihi Or. So Vayihi Cheshech is coming to what? To shut the lights. On the what? On the Avodah Zarah, which is coming to turn on the lights. V'ahoya Yisrael or b'moishvaysam. And now the what? Now that we shut the lights on the Goyim, and we shut the lights on the Avodah Zarah, we're able to turn on the lights. And what? Time to start the fire now, when it comes to what? When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to now come to Mitzrayim, because that was it. All the Getchkas were all what? We're all done. Lo yelecha lekim achirim alponai. It was gone. V'ahi or. The second mimer was V'ahi or. Now there's light. So it works out very nicely. Kosh Baruch Hu continues and says, no, now we have to give Makas Becheres. Why? Because lo yelecha lekim achirim alponai, kum tzazamen with what? Abithanoichi Hashem alkecha. Really the what? Shtei diburim that Kosh Baruch Hu bechvoi deva'atzmoi told us. And they're what? They're dibur kilu what? Kilu echad. Kosh Baruch Hu, they're mamish sister, twin sister diburim. And therefore Kosh Baruch Hu gave him over Makas, what's called? Makas Becheres. Makas Becheres is connected what? Is connected the first mimer, which is Bereshis. Bereshis Baralikim. Who created the Welt? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzitzicha Meretz Mitzrayim. And that's why it says Anoichi, and that's why every time that you see, when it comes to the Inyan of what? Of Mitzrayim, it always says the Lashon of Anoichi Alecha Gamaloi, Anoichi Hoylech Mitzrayim. It's always the Lashon of Anoichi. Why? Because Anoichi goes with the Aseres HaDibros, with the first of the Aseres HaDibros, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming in, B'chvoy De'atmi, he had to go. Because it's coming what? That Makkah, that Eser Makkah, that tenth Makkah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing up, B'chvoy De'atmi, that is the Shpitz Anoichi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and he kills Kol Mitzrayim, and that was the Gilui of what? Of HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world. But what we see from here is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings in Makas Choshech, he shuts the lights on the Goyim. That's what happens. V'hayor b'moishvaysam, by the evening it becomes light. It's called the Metzius. The Torah shtels avek Metziusim. The Torah creates that what? That things happen. It doesn't happen because it's cold outside, because it's supposed to be colder, it's supposed to rain, it's not supposed to rain, it's supposed to snow. According to you, it has to snow. That's not how things work. Things work based on the Torah. When the Torah says that what? That it's Tu Bishvat, it's Tu Bishvat. When the Torah says that what? That it's Makas Choshech, and that closes the lights on what? On all the Goyim. It creates Or B'Moishvaysam. That gets rid of Avodah Zarah. Getting rid of Avodah Zarah allows the Eibishter in. Brings in the Inyan of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzitzicha Meretz Mitzrayim. And that's our HaKadosh Baruch Hu what? Proved and dismantled Gantz Mitzrayim and created that what? That all the Avodah Zilulim were gone. And now what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu walks in B'Chvoy Deba'atzma. That's Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzitzicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Chodesh Shvat. Throughout these months, throughout these parashas, we see in Chodesh Shvat, Moshe Rabbeinu is obviously the main character of things. And granted, there's a medrash that says that Haman, from the Purim story, it fell out the girl on Chodesh Shvat, and Haman said, I can't do Chodesh Shvat, because Chodesh Shvat is nogeh to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Chodesh Shvat is nogeh to Dli. The simen for Chodesh Shvat is a Dli. A Dli is a bucket. What is Moshe Rabbeinu, and what does a Dli have to do with this? And Haman said, if it's the Chodesh of Moshe Rabbeinu, I can't. Until he fell out on Adar, and he was all happy. Little did he know. Aber Lamaisa fell out on Chodesh Shvat, which is the Chodesh of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why the Chodesh of Moshe Rabbeinu? We have to discuss. What's a Dli? So before, we spoke a little bit about a Dli bringing water from place to place. But a dli is very interesting. A dli is something, you know, the Olam starts to talk, and there was even a sefer that was put out last year about what? About sherry casks. Meaning you put wine or you put any sort of alcohol in sort of inside of a wood barrel, the wood barrel will what? Will give into the what? Will absorb the wine or the alcohol that's inside, will absorb from the barrel. A dli is just a little bucket. And a bucket grabs water from one place to the other. The dli is not something that what? Not something that is boileya or nivla. It just takes it and spills it out, and that's what a dli is. Moshe Rabbeinu was the quintessential dli. Moshe Rabbeinu took the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and spilled it over to Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was a dli. And Chodesh Shvat is about a dli. We said in the beginning, we said that there's a pasuk in Sefer Dvarim in the very beginning, the third pasuk it says, and it was in the 11th month. It was B'Chodesh Ashrei Asar. Be'echol HaChodesh, which is Chodesh Shvat. Chodesh Shvat is when Moshe Rabbeinu started Mishnah Torah. There's a whole new Torah. It's a whole new Zman. It's a whole new Tkufa. Chodesh Shvat has nothing to do with the rest of the year. Chodesh Shvat starts a new thing. L'shana Teva, it starts a whole new year, Chodesh Shvat. According to Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai was able to feel it at this point. He was able to see the Chodesh Shvat. You know, it's very interesting, Moshe Rabbeinu was Kavod Peh. If you learn that he was Mamish Kavod Peh, and he wasn't able to speak, it's a shtickle modna that when it comes to Sefer Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu starts to speak for about 37 days in a row. Guy that usually doesn't, is not able to speak, doesn't usually speak for 37 days in a row. But L'maisa, through the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu got a takana. He was nisrapin. If you look at the oisius of Kedivrei Beis Shammai or Kedivrei Beis Hillel, Shammai, very interesting. Shammai is Shin Mem Aleph Yud. But if you look at what was Moshe Rabbeinu known as? Moshe Rabbeinu was known as Loi Ish Dvarim Anoichi. Loi ends with an aleph. Ish ends with a shin. Dvarim ends with a mem. Anoichi is a yud. Those are Oisei Shammai. Loi Ish Dvarim Anoichi. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Loi Ish Dvarim Anoichi. Moshe Rabbeinu was somebody that wasn't able to speak. He wasn't an orator, or he was covered pay. He wasn't able to speak. In the beginning of the Chodesh, when it comes to, let's say, Bereishis, we said before that Bereishis was the first of the Ma'amarim. Asks everyone, it's not a Maimer, it's not a Vayomer Hashem. Bereishis before what? When the Welt was first created, there were no words. There were no Oisiyos. There were no words. Bereishis is by definition a what? A noise. A noise. It says Bereishis bara likim es aleph tov hashamayim ves aleph tov haaretz. Aleph tov means the Oisiyos. The Eibusha b'shaf the Oisiyos right there. Bereishis bara likim. It wasn't a mimer. It didn't have dibur. It was what? It was something b'li dibur. The beginning of the Torah, the beginning of what? The beginning of Chodesh Shvat is b'li dibur. Beis Shammai, who is what? Who is the b'li dibur. Beis Shammai was what? Was the chorif, who was able to fashtay things without diburim. Beis Shammai hot fashtanin. Beis Shammai understood that Chodesh Shvat in the beginning with the new Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving over, the Mishnah Torah. Beis Shammai understood the Torah without the Oisiyos. He understood it Bereishis style. It's the new beginning of the year. It's a Bereishis. The Torah is starting again. Beis Shammai understood that from the beginning. Beis Hillel. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hu yiyeh lecha lelikim. Hu yiyeh lecha lepeh. He will be for you a peh. Hu yiyeh lecha lepeh is Oisiyos Hillel. Beis Hillel, Tezvav Shvat. Beis Hillel holds it as Tezvav Shvat. Hu yiyeh lecha lepeh. He will be for you. Aaron will be the one who will be your peh. Comes Tezvav, it's already becoming Goli. It's Goli v'yadua. It's understood now. We're all now in a new tkufa. We're able to see that there's sap in the tree. And if the Torah says that this is the sap, that there's sap in the tree, the Torah creates metziasim. The Torah makes it dark. The Torah shuts the lights on the goyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to come in. He's able to do things. That is the metzias. The Torah shtel zavek metzias. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that what? That was the dli. He was the one that brought the mayim. He was the one that brought the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Dli because it doesn't what? It doesn't take in. And dli brings from place to place. Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over. Moshe Rabbeinu was v'nachnu ma. V'nachnu ma. Last week's parasha, you saw that what? Moshe Rabbeinu said, what are we? Ma is what? Is nothing. Ma, what are we? Even better than Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu said he was chotch ofer ve'efer, says the Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu was better than Avraham Avinu. He said he was ma. But Moshe Rabbeinu is not, his name is not ma. Moshe Rabbeinu is what? Moshe. There's a shin in there. What does the shin stand for? The shin, Rosh HaTevas are, Shem, Yudkei Vavkei, Nikra Alecha. Moshe Rabbeinu was what? Was Kol Kula Ribbono Shel Olam. Moshe Rabbeinu was what? Was unable to speak, but in the beginning he was unable to speak. Why? Because he didn't have the Torah. But once he got the Torah, in the beginning of Shvat, we don't have the Torah. It's only given to us what? Bikol. It's only given to us like Bereishis, that it says, Bikol Velo Yosef. The Torah was given with noise. In the beginning of Bereishis, there was no mimer. There was no Dibur. It was Bereishis. Every other mimer starts with Vayomer. Bereishis is a what? Is a kol. The Oisius were only created through Bereishis. Moshe Rabbeinu was what? Was that Ish that doesn't have a pet, doesn't able to speak, but when it comes already to what? To after the Torah was given, and Moshe Rabbeinu is already speaking out Mishnah Torah, comes to Tesvav Shvat, Shteto, we have the Oisius, we have the Torah, it's here for everybody, to Arayin Chafen. It says, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to go find a wife, so he was by the well, and he took out water, it says, Gam Doloi Dolo. That's what Tzipora has told her father, Gam Doloi Dolo, Lashon of Dli. And it says, Yisro then told Tzipora, Lama azavtem es ho'ish? Why did you leave that ish? Avi showed me today also, in this week's parasha, this week's sedra, in parasha's Yisro, again ish. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu went out to Yisro, it says, Vayishtachvu ish l're'eyu, Frek Rashi, ver de ish und ver de re'eyu. Who is the ish, who is the re'eyu? Zot Rashi, you know who the ish is? Vayish Moshe onav moed. Moshe is ish. Ki adua, Chodesh Shvat, in Gematria, it's 311, which is so is Ish. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Ish, Vaish Moshe Onav Moed. He was the Shin, he had the what? Shem Hashem Nikra Elecha. He was the Dli, he was the one that was what? Was Moshe the Torah from place to place. That is the Inyan of Chodesh Shvat, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Metziasim. We see that what? That the Torah defines where we are. The Torah is not about whether it's raining or pouring, and the Torah is not about whether or not it's, whether it was a nice day outside or not today. It doesn't make a difference. The sap is in the tree. The proof is in the pudding. The sap is in the tree. Things are ready to blossom. We've had a great year so far, but now things are about to what? They're about to come to their fruition. We're about to see some major, major pears. Mirtz Hashem. Some of you may ask though, no, I'm not feeling the pears. I'm not feeling the trees. I'm not feeling the mesikos. I feel like there's a hole in my dli. So let me tell you over a maisa. Maisa shalohoyo. So once a guy who had a dli, and he used to what? He used to bring water from place to place. Guy bought himself a new dli, you know, one of these new, more high-tech dlis. Anyway, the high-tech dli looks at the old dli and says what? You're on your way out, old man. You've got holes in you. You're looking bad. You're not looking good. So he's listening to this guy. He's like, I'm just going to brush it off. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Goes home. The Dli has the night. You know, they close the lights in the barn. And the Dli is thinking to himself, oh, maybe he's right. Maybe he's wrong. Maybe he's right. Maybe he's wrong. The next day, the guy comes to draw water. And he's taking these two Dlis in his hand. Fills up again. One Dli, the new high-tech Dli, makes it with what? With the water till the top of the mountain. And he comes and spritzes the water. That Dli, that second Dli, had holes in it. About one-third of the water made it there. Anyways, the guy puts down the high-tech Dli and he continues walking a couple of feet with the old Dli. The old Dli looks at him and says, is it true? He says, is it true what? He says, is it true that my days are over? Is it true that I'm an old man? Is it true that I got holes in me? He's like, yeah, it's true, you got holes in me. So he said, that's it? You're going to get rid of me? He says, Ma pitom, what do you mean I'm going to get rid of you? He says, let me show you. He says, look down. We came up this whole path here. He says, look down towards that side of the path. You see those little flowers budding there? And you see those little flowers budding there? And those flowers budding there? I know we tried to bring all the water to the top and we tried to what? Irrigate the field. But how did all these flowers sprout over here? He said, all those flowers sprouted from the holes in the dli. All those flowers sprouted from the little water that spritz out of your dli. He said, how could I look at you bad? He says, you have your milas. The high-tech dli has his milas. Also, I'm getting old. It's getting hard to carry two full dlis. I'm happy that by the end that we get up to the top, there's only a third left. Chaver, we're holding a Chodesh Shvat. The Metzius is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shaf tevel. The Metzius is that the Torah is koveya. And the Metzius is that it's a new zman. It's a Shana Teva. Everyone should have a Shana Teva. Tikose v'sichosem. La'alta l'chaim tovim l'shalom. Realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who shtels avek things. Realize that the sap is in the tree. Realize that it's a zman of tshuva. Realize that what? That Adam Eitz HaSadeh realized that we have koiches and things are about to blossom. And if anybody is able to find anything that's wrong with them in any sort of way, you have to always remember that there's a reason why the Eibusha made it like that. And you have to realize that there's something to gain from every hole. Wow. Wow.